ರಾಧೆ ಗುರುದೇವ್, ಐ ವಾಸ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ 7th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಮನುಷ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಸಹಸ್ರೇಶು ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಯತ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಿಯೇ ತಾಂ ಸಿದ್ಧಾನಾಂ ಕಶ್ಚಿನ್ ಮಾಂ ವೇತಿ ತತ್ವತಃ. ಸೊ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಟಿ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್, ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಹೂಮ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇ ಸಿದ್ಧ.
Basically, you have to see the whole context of the whole chapter 3, what chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita is talking about. And the underlying message of Gita, which Krishna is inserting here and there from the beginning to the end, the underlying message, of course, is Krishna Bhakti. Surrender to Krishna, become his devotee. Manmanabha Madbhakta. So there, even in the Bhagavad Gita, this is in the 7th chapter, right? Verse 3. Because he's talking about, he starts off by, if you look at the whole Bhagavad Gita, the 7th chapter starts off with this. He says that, he's talking about yoga and full consciousness of me. Because it's maya sakta manaparta yogam yunjan marashraya. Marashraya. Oh, different teachers, they take, of course, interpret Gita in different ways. But Krishna is saying that the greatest yogi, in verse number 1, he's saying the greatest yogi is the one who's connected with me. Because he leaves the last chapter, just see how he see the continuation. There's some contiguity between chapters. Chapter 6 is a dialogue. So one sentence follows the other. So chapter 6 ends with something about the yogis. Yogi Sarva, of all yogis, who's the best? He uses Atma is connected with me. And he does bhajan. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatene antaratmana. Shadavan bhajate yo mam same yuktatamo mataha. Krishna's telling Arjuna, of all the yogis, one who's worshipping me with great faith, he is intimately united with me. This is the greatest yogi. And then, so he leaves that chapter 6. Now we open chapter 7. Krishna continues. Chapter 7, verse 1. Maya sakta manaparta yogam yunjan marashraya mad ashraya asham shayan samagram mam yata Yasi touch trino. So he's now, Krishna's repeating this. This is part of teaching. As you state a lesson, then you repeat the lesson. Then you repeat the lesson again. Then you repeat the lesson again. And you present the lesson from this viewpoint and this angle and another angle. And you keep repeating the lesson in different ways, in different forms, until the student understands the lesson. So in this case, the student is Arjuna, and the teacher is Arjuna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And Arjuna is acting as the adi, or the, let's say, ideal shishya. And we are shishyas, we are students or disciples of Krishna and our guru. So he's saying, those who take shelter of me with full consciousness and with mind attached to me, these are the best. And then verse 7:2, he says, Gyanam teham savigyanam idam vakshyam yasheshata yajgyatva neha buyonya gyatavyam avashishyate. So I'm telling you this full knowledge, both spiritual and material, transcendent, lokic and alokic. If you know this, there's nothing more for you to know. So if you understand everything about the workings and of the three modes of nature, which is this material energy, prakriti tattva, karma tattva, then you understand everything about transcendence, about the Atma, about Bhagavan, and the difference and similarities, then you have full knowledge. This is vigyan. Vigyan means complete understanding or full knowledge. So now he says, so you're fortunate because you're with me. And you're a person, and I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. And you're my personal shishya. So now in verse 7:3, he says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye Yatatam api siddhanam kashchim vam vati tattvadaha. So basically what Krishna is trying to say is, and he talked all about yoga in chapter 6, and he concluded by saying, bhakti yogi is the best, he's most tightly connected with me. How is he connected? That's how he ends chapter 6, 47. Then the question says, how is that bhakti yogi connected? In what way? Then Krishna answers that question in verse 1 of chapter 7. He maya sakta mana parta. He's connected by mind and heart with me. And then someone might say, well, so what? If someone is connected mind and heart with you, what about practicing jnana yoga? What about practicing karma yoga? So then Krishna says, no, if someone is connected mind and heart, if someone is worshipping me, madgetanat sharavan bhajate, sharavan bhajan, if someone is worshipping me with faith, and someone's mind and heart is connected and one with me, maya sakta mana parta, then no problem. No, they don't have to worry about gyan. They don't have to worry about karma, because they'll understand all gyan and they'll understand all vigyan by my mercy, by my kripa, and by bhakti itself. So that's chapter 7 of Bhagavad Gita, number 2. Gyanam teham vigyanam. So they will understand gyan of this material. So how you talk about gyanis? They'll understand all. Gyan means to understand this material world. And vigyan means to understand the vishesh gyan. Vishesh gyan means to understand the transcendental world. Gyan and vigyan. So they'll understand the phenomenal world, and they'll understand the transcendental world. The lokik gyan and alokik gyan. It'll come from me. And then Krishna says in 7.3, and this is your question, but then Krishna says, what I'm telling you, this is perfect gyan. This is siddha gyan and siddha vigyan. The perfect knowledge of this material world is that behind everything is me, the personality of Godhead. And the perfect knowledge, alokik siddha gyan, the perfect knowledge of transcendence is that Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in his personal form in Vrindavan, with the gopis in Vrindavan, that's the topmost form of siddha, or perfection of vigyan. So the word siddha in verse 3 of chapter 7 refers to siddha gyan. And he says thousands of men are trying to get this knowledge, attain a siddha. This means this perfection of material knowledge, or this perfection of spiritual knowledge. But hardly one gets it. Yatatam api siddhanam kashchim vam vati tatvaha. Among thousands of men in this world, they're only interested in material knowledge, IT technology, computer technology, law, medicine, etc., mathematics. But one may be looking for spiritual knowledge. So everyone's after gyan. Who's after vigyan? Vigyan means spiritual knowledge. When it says, of those who have achieved perfection, means, in other words, they've attained a lokik siddhi vigyan. They've attained perfection in spiritual knowledge. That means Brahmavadis, Advaitins. Hardly one knows me in truth. You follow? This is the answer. So the siddhi here is referring to the attainment or fulfillment of the gyan. Because the verses, they're connected. You can't understand one verse without understanding the verse before it or the verse after it. And then after that, Krishna's talked about spiritual knowledge and material knowledge. Then he said everyone's only looking for material knowledge, and anybody's even looking for spiritual knowledge, they end up with Brahman, they become Advaita Gyan, they get the Advaita Gyan Siddhi. They become perfect in Advaita Gyan, and if you become Advaita Gyan Siddhi, then what do you become? Brahmavadi. You emerge in Brahman. Brahmasuja Mukti. This is one of the five types of mukti. The Dharmart Kamoksh, their life is perfect. But what is a higher vigyan? Krishna Bhakti Vigyan. Krishna Bhakti Vigyan. So this is the Krishna Tattva, Nam Tattva, Dam Tattva, Leela Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prema Tattva, Rasa Tattva. This is vigyan. So he says, of those who attain perfection, that means those who attain the Brahma, the Advaita Siddhi Gyan, Advaita Vigyan Siddhi. But then there's Bhakti Vigyan Siddhi. Hardly one knows me in truth. Kaschit means someone, which means Arjun, you're that lucky one. because you're hearing directly from me and you accept me as a person and you're getting bhakti vigyan from me. So this is that's why Krishna's giving hints here, because he's leading up more. This book is gradually, book starts with karma, goes into gyan, starts dropping in little hints of bhakti vigyan, then finally we get to chapter 8, then we get to chapter 9, and it starts off about bhakti. Chapter 9 through 12 is bhakti vigyan. Very systematic, perfect book of philosophy. That's why everyone appreciates it. Very scientific. So Krishna said there's material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. Very few people, everyone gets the material knowledge in 7.3. Few people get the spiritual knowledge. Then he says, so now you want to know material knowledge? 7.4. Bumirapo nalovayu. Then you want to know spiritual knowledge? 7.5. Apareyamitastonyam. So there's a playoff. So next few verses, this is alokik gyan, this is lokik gyan, this is lokik gyan, this is alokik gyan, this is material knowledge, this is spiritual knowledge. And are you material? Are you spiritual? You are soul stuck in a material body. So these are the teachings. Jai Gurudev.